Welcome back, listeners, for another episode of Smoking Butts and Tappin' Ash Podcast with your host,
Dave.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Travis.
How are you doing?
So I always say I'm Travis because you say, me and you say I'm Travis and I'm Scott. And he always says, Dave.
Well, that's because you lead up with your host.
I know, your host. And he goes, Dave. And then, because like, so that one time I said Scott. It, you guys go, you're Travis today?
No.
And I did. I go, I'm Travis today.
No, you said, I'm Travis again.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, you said, I'm Travis today.
I'm Travis today. You're Travis today? But anyway, we're all here. On the podcast where we talk about Scars Barbecue and all the shit in between.
Absolutely.
Let's get right into this smoke.
Well, first.
Worst. Oh, yeah.
A little preview. I made some tamale pie for the rubdown this week.
Oh,
taking a little break from the barbecue, but still pulling in the barbecue seasoning. So stay tuned for that. But first, we will get into the smoke. Brought to you by My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee. We just received our boxes. It was a double up month, so the last 2 months came the other day, and I'm very excited to get into these. Today, we are smoking the Intemperance Cigars Volstead 1920, which I've never heard of.
Never heard of.
That's kind of the beauty of the box. Yeah. You get stuff you've never seen before. No telling where you could pick it up. But, you know, so far, I'm digging it. You know, it's a little strong.
It's a little strong for a morning smoke.
For first thing in the morning.
We're recording at 10 a.m. and we picked the strongest cigar in the box.
I kind of feel like Toby. Because you know Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Toby would smoke this at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast.
He'd be like, hey, you pussies.
Yeah.
You guys are strong.
That's a good one.
Wieners.
He would drink this with his black coffee.
Stronger the better.
I smoked that one while I sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is totally a Toby cigar.
But yeah. Oh, my God. Me and Travis both get the Robusto box, which is four different cigars. Scott, you get...
I get the El Presidente, which is two of everything, so eight total.
A little double up.
Double up.
Yeah, and with...
So I have another one of these that I can
sure
smoke
do.
At 4 a.m. with Toby.
I would...
he'll be doing it.
Save it for later on in the day next time, maybe.
This is a nightcap, sipping on some bourbon whiskey, to me, cigar.
Yeah, like an after dinner.
Yes. It's not a morning smoke. It's a little heavy.
Yep.
But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's good.
Yeah.
Good stick.
It is starting to mellow out a little bit.
It's burning good.
Yeah, man, right off the
stacking
light.
Stacking good. Look at that.
That's because you fixed your burn line.
Yeah, thanks to Travis. Mm-hmm. This is my first cigar I've ever had. I didn't know how to light it.
Well, I was just saying it didn't look like it. You only had half of it going.
Are you guys getting any, like, flavor notes off of it?
Mm-hmm. Very, very strong cigar.
Cigar? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I guess what I've learned is some people, what I call the cigar taste, is what they call the leather. When they say, it's real leathery and oaky.
Yeah, leathery.
I'm like, that's cigar.
Yep, it sure is. That's exactly what it is.
Saying, you're like calling it leather. I'm calling
leather.
It cigar.
I'm getting like a dark chocolate flavor.
I'm getting a little chocolatey, like, toast.
Have you done a retro?
No.
I just did one.
I'm a little sprayed to
I've done a couple.
Especially after
retro
your eyes
not
are
bad.
Watered.
It's really not as bad as you think it's going
to
be.
I'm getting some chocolate to me.
I don't know about you guys, but the more I smoke, and I retro almost constantly throughout now.
Yeah, I do
just,
too.
Just without even thinking, I just automatically do it.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, I didn't. But more and more I smoke.
I do too.
Just all the way.
Especially when I'm trying to get the real flavors of the cigar. I make sure to make it a point to retrohale, which
I just did another
someone
one.
Was asking what the hell retrohale was. It was
our
Michael.
Friend, yeah.
Yep, one of our number one fans.
From Clown
He's
College.
Tied in like a three-way race for number one fan, I think.
We should have like a fan off.
Yeah, like a UFC fight.
Like
a triple threat match.
To Michael and Bill Clinton and Cammy could be in there.
Yeah.
And Craig Gerald.
Yeah.
All four.
And probably Angie, too.
And Angie, yeah. Put them in a cage. See who's going to come out.
We'll go with, like, professional wrestling style, not really hitting each other.
No, I think we should do, like, UFC. Just no rules. The only rule is there's no rules.
I think Angie will take them all, honestly.
I'm going with Craig Gerald. I think he would take them all.
He posted more videos of the climbing.
A tough mother.
He was climbing day, and I'm like, holy crap.
I'm like, I'm nervous climbing a ladder sometimes.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I get three steps up, I'm like, I don't know about this.
That light bulb doesn't even change that bad.
He's a freaking beast when it comes to that.
He just makes it look.
I know.
He makes it look like it's a ladder. He just.
I know. I don't know how he does it.
Oh, well.
Lots of strength training and not nearly as much barbecue as we eat. That's for sure.
No.
I better knock that off.
Better ash it. I've already ashed mine, which this thing is burning fantastic. You know, I've had some trouble with a lot of cigars lately, and this is not one of them. This is burning terrifically.
And we got a decent little, well, right where I'm sitting, there's a little breeze coming through here.
Yeah, it's not really affecting.
I've been, at work, I've been smoking, and man, the wind's just been tearing my cigars apart.
Yeah, I've been wanting to smoke out on the deck, but it's been so damn windy.
I'll look down and like this half of my cigar's gone, and this side's still down here.
Yep.
Just,
You know. I smoked one the other day, and I sent Dave, it was just coming apart. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the brand on here.
It looked like somebody stepped on it.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I think it was just a bad stick.
Probably. So, it had to be it, because the rest have been fine, right?
Yeah, because I did another one the same brand later on, and it was fine.
So. And that is uncharacteristic of that brand.
Yeah.
Like very, very
what were
uncommon.
The initials?
Well, it was...
Well, Wet Tank.
Wet Tank?
Okay. WT.
Okay.
Are you saying tank or tank? Tanked.
Wet tit.
Wet tit.
Wet tanked.
I think I can help with this Pam Pam situation. What movie is that from?
I don't know. I don't watch.
What movie is that from?
I don't think I know.
What?
Either.
Yes, you do.
Maybe I do.
Hello, pretty lady. I think I can help with this Pam Pam situation.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen that in like 30 years, man.
What? That's...
It is a classic.
It's from Step Brothers with Will Ferrell. You won't.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I
think that's his
ago.
Best movie ever made.
It's definitely one of them.
It's in the top three.
Yeah, I would put it in the top three.
Don't you agree, Scott?
What?
It's in the top three of his best movie
ever
made.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Anyway, let's get right into the rubdown.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then we can slide off into the shit in between. How's that sound?
Okay.
Like I said, this week I made some tamale pie. I will post pictures in the best form of a recipe that I can come up with because I'm not a recipe guy.
It was delicious.
Well,
I will say
thank you.
It was very good.
It was.
It was a pretty damn good way to start today, too. That makes for a pretty decent breakfast.
I'm eyeballing the rest
of
it in the pan over there.
It's right there waiting on you.
You know, I could do that on it for breakfast.
Yeah, actually, on the way here, I called Angie because, you know, the meat's kind of loose, you know, underneath the cornbread. And I had an idea to solidify it, make it more like a tostada type thing, mix egg in with the meat and bake it. I bet that would be freaking good.
Yeah.
Even if you just put like how we had it, have a nice over easy egg put on the top of that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man.
Cut that up. That would be good.
It was good.
Great idea. But this week we used Hardcore Carnivore Chili Lime Seasoning, which we've used as a rub on some ribs before. And it was a winner then, but I wanted to try it more of in a Mexican dish because that's what it really screams out is, put me on some taco meat or something like that. So I made the tamale pie, which is, like I said, hamburger, cooked loosely, like a Sloppy Joe style. And then I added some fresh salsa in with the meat and some of the seasoning pretty liberally. And then I used Jiffy cornbread over the top, mixed with a little cheese to keep it moist, and then bake that bad boy for, it was probably like 30 minutes or so, and then took it out, covered the top in cheese, so you see no cornbread, and just bake that till it's nice and toasty brown.
It was very good.
Yeah, man, it hit the spot. I'm not going to lie. I needed that.
Yep.
I had a little bit of whiskey last night, so I was a little bit hungry when I woke up, and I hadn't ate anything till right now.
What kind of whiskey did you drink?
I got some Four Roses.
Four Roses, that's good
just
stuff.
Just regular old Four Roses?
Yeah, it's my favorite one, just the regular entry yellow label Four Roses.
Small batch is very good.
It is. That shit's strong as hell.
Friend of the lake would drink.
Huh? Yeah.
Jeffro at the lake, that's what he likes.
The small batch? Well,
there's small batch, and then what's another? There's the regular one, small batch.
Single barrel.
Or single barrel.
I think he likes small batch.
The small's really good.
Small batch would go excellent with this cigar.
Yes, it would.
There's probably some over there.
Ooh, I don't know if there's...
Let's see. Might have to
there's a
shopping.
Lot of bourbon over there, but I don't know if I have...
You know what would go good with this cigar is that Van Winkle up there.
Oh, yeah, it would.
That would go real good.
Some Rip Van Winkle?
Yeah.
We'll have to try it.
Get a solo cup out.
You guys like that? Have you had it?
I've had yours.
I don't think I've had it.
Really?
I tried it.
I mean, it's okay.
I tried some many, many years ago, but I don't remember it.
I've had that, but then, because that's Rip Van Winkle, and I've had the Pappy.
You've had Pappy, Pappy.
I've had an actual Pappy from Tom. Yeah, but I mean, I have too. When I told him, I said, don't waste it on me, you know. So
yeah, just a little taste.
It was just enough for the tongue.
To me, there's a lot better $50-$60 bottles of bourbon than.
Honestly, with that, and I'm not that much with, I'd rather just even drink your Woodford.
Yeah, the Woodford Double Oak, I would compare to Pappy or.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd just soon
I would probably rather drink the Double Oak over.
Plus, you don't pay Pappy. $1,200 a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm like, I don't think I. Some people think, oh, you would enjoy it more because it's expensive. I'm like, I'm looking at it like, I don't want to drink this. Yeah. I just want to look at it.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
I don't know who was telling me they stopped somewhere and it was like a little gas station or something. They had, you know, the Pappy up there and stuff. I think the Pappy was like $3,300.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Yeah. I had the chance.
Can you imagine paying that?
Before this giant bourbon boom, I had the chance to buy a bottle of it for like $150.
Oh, damn, you should have.
Well, yeah, I had no idea, though. To me, it was just another whiskey back then.
And you were like, $150? No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would have been like,
fuck, man, I could buy some Jack Daniels. Yeah. And be just
our buddy Corey needs to hook us up with the bottle.
He at MSRP. Could. I don't know about MSRP, but probably better than average.
Huh.
I don't know.
Corey, if you're listening, hook us up.
Yeah, Corey, that'd be a nice thing to bring.
Travis will pay $150 for the bottle.
Yep.
If it's full. I don't want just the bottle. There's people selling just the bottles on eBay and stuff.
Isn't that crazy?
Hell, people sell their cigar boxes and empty boxes and shit for $5-$10 on there.
The only thing I can figure is people who sell those empty Pappy bottles.
You
know,
them.
Yeah, you know there's people buying that bottle, even for like a home bar just to make you look cool, and pouring Woodford in it. And none of us would know the difference. If they told me it was Pappy, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah,
no, that's a good idea. I should do that.
Yeah, just there refill it.
Back to the
Oh, sorry.
Man, we got sidetracked.
That's all right. That's what we do best. Again, the label is fantastic.
Fantastic.
This company is A-plus on labeling. You know, you can read this from across the room, even if you can't read the chili lime. It's a picture of a lime, so you know what it is. You know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I got exactly what I expected when I tasted this. Scott's dying.
I'm not doing any more retro ales.
Was that the only one you've
done?
Did
it kill
you? That was my second.
Damn, dude.
It's like I got stuck.
Oh. swallow a little bit.
I'm okay, guys.
Okay, good.
I'm glad you was concerned and just kept talking.
Well, we just thought you got choked or something.
No more.
They're not bad.
Let's go in reverse this time. Travis, after a couple times trying this, what do you think of the rub as a seasoning?
I like it. I haven't cooked with it. I have a whole bottle at home that I had got at Louis, but I really just want to make fajitas with it.
Yeah,
at some point and try that. I like it. So am I just going with it? Do you want me to get my number or no?
We'll come back around.
Yeah. I like it as a rub. I like it.
I like it as a rub. I would like to try it like some street tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Season the meat with this on a street taco.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Oh, yes.
Because you know some a street taco cheese. When you squeeze the lime over it with this, I think it would be really good.
You need some fresh cilantro on there.
Yes. That's what I had.
Some homemade corn
Friday
tortillas.
Night, we went to the Mexican place, and it was really good. But I'm just thinking.
Oh, yeah. You should just bring that with you next time.
sprinkle a little bit on her. Sorry, guys.
No. You almost nailed it.
I mean, it's a winner for me. I'll definitely keep it around.
Heck yeah! And what do you guys think about it? Cooking it in something like this, like. Outside of barbecue, like using it as an everyday,
it was seasoning. Good. I didn't get very much in that mixture. I didn't get very much of the lime.
I didn't either. That's
very muted.
Very muted. Yes. Yeah, with the cornbread and everything, the meat and everything tasted good. But no, I didn't get that flavor like I did on the ribs or anything else. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Because right out of the bottle, you get lime right in your face.
Oh Lord, yeah.
But it's like the lime cooks out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really mellows down. Right. I think it just turns kind of tangy. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I didn't even get that. It's just when if you just take a pinch out of that bottle, like it makes you almost pucker. You're like, wow, that's lime. But Everything we've put it on,
I like it a lot so far. It reminds me of a more fresh taco seasoning. Like, a lot of taco seasoning has a heavy flavor, you know, like heavy cumin. And me personally, that reminds me of body odor. So I'm not a big fan of a lot of cumin in my taco seasoning. So this is great. This is perfect for me. I would eat tacos every week using this seasoning right here. I think before on the ribs we gave it an 8, if I remember right.
I think you're right.
So Travis, how would you rate it as an everyday seasoning in an application like this?
An everyday I would,
like, not eating it every day, but using it.
Yeah, I
on
know, but just
everyday
cook it
dishes. Yeah,
everyday. I mean,
using it to season up some eggs. Or something.
I would probably still, I'd give it about a 9.
Okay.
The more I have ate it, I like it.
Yeah.
I like everything from them that I've tried.
Yeah, so far, like all their rubs, the more I have them, the more I like them.
Yep.
You just like the labels.
Yeah.
Well, that helps.
That
like
helps.
You eat with your eyes, so. I don't like looking at ugly labels while I'm cooking.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scott?
I'm going to stick with my 8. I mean, I like it.
It probably isn't for everything, but for most stuff, I think you can get away with it.
Man, I don't know. You can... I don't know if I can think of anything I wouldn't put that on. You know what I mean? I would put that on vegetables. I would put it on chicken, fish.
I bet that'd be really good. Some shrimp. That lime.
It
on
is.
It.
I made some last weekend. Mm. Actually, it was
did
awesome.
You really
yeah.
like saute it or
yeah
or grill
on the flat top?
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. Yeah. See, I'd like to put it in like a little saute it with some butter and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I think that would be
that
good.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm gonna give it a 9 also, Travis. I do believe.
Try that today.
What time?
I'm not doing anything for
we're already here.
We got
no,
the
but
seasoning.
I'm thinking of using the seasoning and doing some grilled shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of,
this would also
do that tonight.
Make an awesome rim for Bloody Mary. It would be fantastic.
Oh. Dave nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, yeah.
Now that lime with that, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, this is a, this that is would a be definite real good. Buy from me.
I might change my number to 9.
You might
just,
as well.
You just gave me ideas.
I know. It's like it's so versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 9's across the board.
Yep.
It's damn near perfect. I don't know if I know a person that wouldn't like this.
Sorry.
And if you do, then...
We don't like you.
Sorry. Sorry, we recommended it. This is MSG-free and gluten-free for all our sensitive eaters.
So does it have milk in it?
I don't see any milk
that's so
products.
Weird that some milk. I would have never
it
thought
it seems
milk
to be mostly the chicken seasoning or butter related seasoning is what has the milk in it. Some barbecue ones do, which is weird because it must be for the texture type deal.
Just like powdered milk.
I think a lot of Heath Riles rubs have milk in them, which they're all awesome.
And where can we buy that, Travis?
At Louie's Barbecue Supply.
That's
beautiful
right.
Downtown here in Illinois.
Which is who brings us the rub down every week.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I need to get by there and get some more stuff. I haven't been in a couple weeks.
Yep, I loaded up on all kinds of rubs last week. Very excited to try.
Yeah, you did get a big haul. You sent that picture of all that stuff. Yeah.
Yep. I love that sauce I got.
Oh, that's
so good. Yep.
That is good stuff.
Since we forgot going into the rub down, we're going to close out the rub down with this.
Back it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
Maybe we should just start opening and closing with that.
Yeah. I like closing with it for sure.
I
do too.
I did.
Yeah. It's a nice little cap.
It is nice.
To the segment.
I like that.
I've been yammering and my cigar went out, so you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Well, what have you been doing, Scott?
What have I been doing? We went to... Last night went to a Glow Bingo event at the Elks.
I bet you did really good.
And I sucked. There was a table behind us that I bet they won 3 or 4 times.
The bad thing about bingo, and I want to try that that Glow Bingo because it sounds like fun.
It's fun.
But at bingo, like if you've ever been to a true bingo hall.
It's hard to keep up.
Well,
they do it slow here.
Well, I'll say it's like a, you can hear a pin drop, you know, because them old women, they're like, shh.
Oh, no. It's,
you know what I mean? They got to hear. They don't talk or nothing. I'm like, well, that's kind of boring.
I mean,
know?
It's they're playing music in the background.
Oh, really?
It was called Rock and Glow Bingo or something.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be very good at that either. I'd be singing the song and not listening to the words or the numbers.
It was fun. I almost bingoed one time. I had needed one number.
So if you won one bingo, how much did you win?
$100.
Really?
Each game was a $100 winner.
Yeah, wow. That ain't bad.
Yeah.
God, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. Man, regular bingo can get up there.
Well, I know the one in here at the KC Hall. Man, they do it like on Friday night. Yeah, that's
big money.
Packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
Heck yeah. And they do a over and under, 50-50, all kinds of shit up there.
Yeah, I think the 50-50 was 3-something, I think. I don't know. I don't remember.
That's cool.
I didn't win it either.
No.
I never win.
Big fat loser
last
night.
Big fat loser.
Big fat loser.
All they did is take my money.
Yep. Speaking of which, we were all big fat losers in the Queen drawing.
I know.
One of our local Elks is up to now right at $300,000.
$297,000.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go get tickets.
Big Daddy going to win that next week. This week. Yep.
On Thursday night they draw, don't they?
Friday morning. Scott will be rich.
Are you going to go up there?
What?
Like, are you going to? Because I know you, if you go.
Am I going Thursday night?
Yeah.
No. I'll take my chance and win 40%, which would be, what,
if it's
120?
It's 40%, give or take. If you're there, you don't get, they don't do the 100%, do they?
You I know get 80%.
I'll say the club keeps some.
Yeah.
I would take 80% of that.
I'd take 40%. Not have to deal with the crowd.
Yeah. I'd be perfectly happy.
You can write
$120,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah. You can write me a check for 100. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yep. Okay. I understand that.
I'll have to tell you guys a story about that after the podcast because it has to do with work.
Oh.
And there.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I want to. I'm just not going to say anything. Sorry. Sorry, okay. Everybody.
So what have you been doing, Travis?
This weekend I have been kind of staying at home. We've been dog sitting for my two kids.
The pug?
I have Mitchell's pug, Gus, and then Reese has Ruby. She's like a little chihuahua mix thing. And they're both good dogs, but problem is, here lately, Gus is an awesome dog, and I had never really been around pugs. Gus, we'll just say Gus has hit puberty. Oh, my God. Like
he's being very friendly with everyone?
Yes, everything. Yeah, he's being very friendly with everyone. Oh, I don't know. And he falls. Like, we've gotten to where we have to take him potty separate because like we'll go out and Ruby because she's little bitty that little chihuahua and so she'll be peeing and thank God Ruby's fixed but she'll be peeing and like Gus is like right there just smelling the pee come out and then he'll go and hike his leg and he'll like pee on Ruby's back like he'll follow
oh my gosh yeah,
what a little asshole
he'll follow her around and I'm like quit and so yeah she'll go to take a shit and he just there no.
Gus is gonna have to be fixed.
Well, and see, the problem is Gus, that was part of the deal with Mitchell getting him, is he got him from a woman that breeds pugs, and you can't have them live together. And so she said, I'll give you this male free, it's a full-blooded pug, I'll give him to you free.
But when I want him.
When he's a stud. So, when it's time, he has to take him over there, but which I thought was kind of cool. He gets it free, and then on top, I thought, well, that was a deal. And he said, no, she said whenever they're born that I get first pick of the letter or so much money or something. I was like.
I mean, it saves her tons of money and food.
Well, and that's what, yeah. He has to keep up the vets and keep them healthy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But she has different ones that she does that with. She'll give them the male or she'll give them the female. And that way they live apart. And then when they meet, they fall in love and make babies.
Well, all right.
We got our Shih Tzu fixed a couple weeks ago. You couldn't even tell it when he got home. He acted like nothing happened.
Nothing happened, really.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they'd send him home with a cone and and keep him sedated, you know. And
My old dog.
He'd come home and we was trying to keep him from jumping and running and shit like nothing happened.
Hmm. He's probably glad to have him gone. I'm like, I can run faster.
Maybe, I guess.
Maybe Scott will leave me alone now.
I mean, I still rub
his dinker.
Yeah.
I
likes it.
I almost texted you last night, you need to come rub Gus's dinker. He would really like you right now.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, oh, sounds like that's
he
what
walks
he needs.
Around with that lipstick hanging half out all the time right now.
Oh, man.
He's just humping air. But that's all we've been doing. We watched those, and we went yesterday and looked at a new mattress. It's time for a new mattress. So we were looking at those. I've never been to that Sterling Mattress Factory.
It's nice.
Nice.
That's the mattress that we've had for over 10 years.
They have a 10-year, so you're out of warranty now. They have a 10-year warranty on them.
Well, ours has like a triple foam topper, and that was out of warranty already anyway.
Is yours a double-sided one?
No.
That's my thing. I'm thinking, I like the double pillow topper you can flip and make it last a little longer.
No, ours is just a single, but the good part about ours is you can buy just the topper from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whatever combination it is excellent.
Yeah,
I love it. It's like not all memory foam. It's
how
like
much
gel
does
foam.
A mattress run now?
2,000.
Woo!
I mean, you pretty much might as well say that. Like
that's probably what we paid.
A king size is anywhere from their low. Depending on which one you got, but let's go from the lowest one to 15 to $19.99. You know, for the top one.
We also bought pillows from there, and it's been the best pillow I have ever owned in my entire life. And
is it one of them cooling pillows that has the like the gel? I bought one from there that's pretty sweet.
Kinda. Like one side has a layer of that.
Yes.
And it has like a cutout, like a round cutout for your neck.
Oh,
my shoulder.
Oh yeah, like it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like you can lay on your side and it goes right around your shoulders.
I saw that yesterday.
And I've had that for almost 6 years. And it's still perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was expensive. It was like $50. But before that, I was buying a new pillow every six months.
I started
to say,
how many $10 pillows would you have bought?
Exactly.
My problem was, you buy those cheap ones. And
you get maybe 6 months out of them.
Yeah, my head was so heavy. When I lay, like it
smushes. Well, that's obvious.
But no, I bought a bamboo one. That's the best pillow I've ever bought.
Bamboo.
I also have a bamboo pillow.
It's a Kahlua. That's not Kahlua. I don't know how to say the name of the company. CA, something like that. I always want to say Kahlua, but I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay.
But it's awesome. And you do it however much you want it. It's all shredded up in there like this memory foam,
mm-hmm.
and you can take out or add as much as you want.
Yeah, I have to sleep like holding on to a pillow because my shoulders are so wide. Like my arm will fall asleep if I'm sleeping on the side. So I use a bamboo pillow to prop up.
You don't just cuddle with Angie?
No, I don't like to touch people while I'm sleeping.
Oh, shit. Goddamn.
Travis just set himself on fire.
I just about did. I was trying to
take in the hell are you doing?
I tried to take the band off, and I dropped the cigar on my sweatpants.
Holy shit.
And all I could see was these sweatpants just shooting up in front of me.
Smoldering.
Because I could feel the heat. It was sitting in my lap. Oh, God. Okay, sorry. So back to that, that slipped right out of my head. So you don't like to touch people at all?
Oh, no.
You're not a cuddler?
No.
Honestly, I'm a big cuddler.
I'll cuddle for like 10 or 15 minutes until like I'm ready to go to sleep.
Oh,
like, okay, bye.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah, I cannot have anything touching
me. So is Angie a cuddler or no?
She could be.
Could be, yeah.
I think not anymore.
She's just adapted.
Yeah.
You get to a point in your life that it's like, I'm going to bed. Leave me alone.
I know. I used to think it was weird when like adults had like separate beds.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Oh, I would,
that would be amazing.
I think we would love it if we did that.
Like they could even be right next to each other. You know, just
the old time where they had two twin beds.
Yeah, or something like that.
I mean, that would be great, dude.
Yeah.
My in-law.
But having a king bed is just as nice.
My in-law, he sleeps in the recliner all the time. Like he said it hurt his back or something. My father-in-law, and so he sleeps in the recliner and she has her own bedroom. And
I
he
could
has his
not
own bedroom.
Sleep in a recliner all the time.
He has a bed, but
I can once in a while.
Well, yeah,
but I tend to when I'm sick, like I'll sleep in the recliner.
Like if I've got like bad sinuses, I'll go to the recliner just so help it drain. But I couldn't do it every day.
Yeah, usually on Friday nights I fall asleep in the recliner, just because
they're wonderful to take a nap.
Yeah, it's been a long week, and I might have a drink, and I'm watching something stupid on TV, and then I wake up at 4 a.m., go to bed.
Yeah. You pass out and drop the cigar in your sweat in your crotch.
Yeah, right in my crotch. Scott, you might have to rub Travis's dinker.
Yeah.
No,
it's that thing a little burnt.
You're on your own there, dude.
It's a little toasty.
Yeah. I thought my pants were going to burn through. That was scary. Ah,
that's funny.
Did you tell what you've done lately on your weekend?
No.
Oh, well,
you
go ahead.
You guys were just skipping.
No, I was saying, we got carried away there. Go ahead.
We got sidetracked.
I don't typically like to be negative on the podcast, but I've had a horrible week until like yesterday. I was like deathly sick all last weekend with some kind of stomach issues. And then my wife tried to kill me. I couldn't figure it out. I had some kind of crazy allergic reaction. Like my arms were all broke out, my neck, my everywhere, freaking my whole body was in hives. And I woke up, I thought there was a mosquito because we had like a 70 degree day. I'm like, those bastards are out already. And it was on my wrist and like my back. So I went to work and I felt okay. Then I came home, went to sleep, woke up the next day in my whole body. Well, I woke up at like 12:30 a.m. with hives everywhere, scratching everything. So I went and slept on the recliner because the bed was too hot. And I couldn't figure it out. And I went to work, feel a little bit better, and came home and just broke right out again. And come to find out, Angie put a Febreze car clip in her closet for whatever reason to make it smell
pretty. Make it smell pretty.
Yeah. Which is kind of a good idea, I guess. Is small, out of the way, whatever. But she had forgot that me and Max are both like highly allergic to most Febreze scents. Like some of them we can do, but like the fresh linen and the Hawaiian breeze are like freaking mustard gas to me. Like just, I turn red and itchy and crap. And she remembered that, threw them out, and then the next day I was fine.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just being in there.
So I'm dealing with the aftermath of scratching that crap all week. So yeah.
I have to do that with certain, I can't change my body soap and like certain laundry detergents.
Yeah, me too.
Over the years. Yeah. I have sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
You use a sensitive laundry detergent? Sensitive?
No. They're just, I can't really even tell you. My mom probably could growing up. She would remember them. But there were certain ones that, man, yeah, I'd get to school and like 30 minutes in, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm on fire.
Yeah, my friend Flair's been like that as long as I've known him. Like, it's like throwing kerosene on him,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you use the wrong soap. Yeah. And mine is
deodorant. Like, I can't, I have to be real, real careful with my deodorant. I can't change that very often because, oh no, you put it on and it's like putting acid in my armpits.
I know, me too. I've landed on the Squatch, the Dr. Squatch.
Well, I haven't tried it.
Very good.
The deodorant.
Did you buy the jalapeno flavored one?
No, I'm interested to smell that though.
Sounds weird.
It does. They have some weird things. But
they do.
When you put it on, it smells really good. Like,
I wonder.
So
if
where do you? Who sells that? Where do you get it at?
Walmart and Target both sell them now.
Okay. Yeah.
The flagship scents, and then sometimes they'll get the special edition stuff. Like I, using the Incredible Hulk soap, right now.
It's almost gone. I can see you using that.
It's like
that was a marketing thing. That's why Dave bought that.
Yeah. They're very good at that.
Like, yeah.
Do you think they're all the same?
They're not all the
same. Well, I mean, we'll say they have six different soaps, okay? And then just every once in a while, they'll take these three and change the name of them, put strawberry jalapeno or something on it, and it's the same soap that it was before.
Are these actually bars of soap, or are they?
It's like a square.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't like bars, so I like my loofah. Like a nice loofah and good lather.
I think they make the liquid stuff, too.
I would buy that.
But it's all natural, so it's...
I did try some of the...
It doesn't mess with me.
What's the other one in bars? Like a bourbon one.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't think what the company's... Buffalo something? They do like a Buffalo Trace soap.
I don't know.
I've got some of it, and
I can't think of the name of it. But they do men products. And I bought a bottle of that. That one didn't like, my skin didn't like that one. No, one shower, and I came out and I was like, nope, can't do that one.
You're just sensitive.
Well, sensitive. Yeah.
So far, my favorite one from them is the Bourbon Barrel soap. It smells awesome. And they make different grits, and I like the heavy grit. Get a good scrub down. Feel like a new man in the morning. Travis, are you ready for your button?
Yeah, sorry. I'm ready. Bum, bum, bum. This week's Would You Rather. Duke Cannon.
That's it.
I had to Google it. I was like, that's going to drive me crazy.
I've seen
Duke
that.
Cannon Supply Company. I
think Walmart has
that's
that
good
one
soap.
Too.
I've got some.
I bought the squirty one time and it didn't like it. I had a couple, but you had said something a minute ago. And since we're talking about this, we'll go ahead and go with this.
Okay.
Would you rather use shrimp flavored toothpaste? Or deodorant that smells like cheese.
I'm going to go with the deodorant because...
Look at Scott rubbing his head like...
I love cheese anyway, so it's probably a safe bet that I'm going to smell like cheese regardless.
Just oozing out of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just...
Yeah. We eat so much
of it. Get a good workout
it.
In, yeah. You start smelling like a grilled cheese.
Yeah, in the gym. Does someone smell a nice, sharp cheddar? It's just me, sorry.
I'm getting hungry.
What cheddar, what cheese is it? Is it cheddar, mozzarella?
You're going to smell like a nice Munster cheese. That doesn't have a whole lot.
Because there's some cheeses that really stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Munster's a nice mild.
Nice mild flavor.
Nice mild creamy cheese.
What would be a bad one? Like, there's some of them that are pretty smelly.
What is that one?
Like a Gouda?
Yeah.
Gouda's got a little.
It's a little pungent.
Yeah. You pick whatever cheese like you want.
Parmesan
Scott.
Cheese.
I'm going Scott. With the cheese, too. I would rather smell that than
taste.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I wonder what kind of shrimp it is, though. Like, is it a shrimp scampi? Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm with Scott. I think I'm going to go with the cheese deodorant.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet. It'd be just nasty. Yeah, no matter how much you like shrimp, I wouldn't want to brush my teeth with shrimp. That'd be gross.
Or you could like instead of your like I use Listerine, the green one, but your Listerine tastes like shrimp juice or something. You gargle.
Your toothpaste could be like shrimp flavor, and your mouthwash could be butter flavor.
Oh,
that could be nice.
Don't even need to eat breakfast now.
No.
We should have saved that raw shrimp.
Oh God, that
and,
one
and pureed it for.
I
toothpaste.
Saw them do that again. They had. Thawed out bagged shrimp at Walmart.
Yes.
And they're not supposed to be thawed out in the bag. They're supposed to be frozen. And my brother actually saw them. I think I've said this on the podcast before, but I saw this again. Like, in you know, they stack cabbage out.
Yeah.
They were stacking lettuce just out away from the refrigerator, like in the center things. And like the next day it's all like turned to water.
Well, yeah.
So these kids don't know what the hell they're doing.
No.
But yeah, I've actually seen the thawed shrimp a couple times now, and that's not right. Dude, no. That was bad.
It was bad. When I opened that, oh.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, go back to way in the beginning, probably sixth, seventh episode or so.
Yeah, he brought some shrimp to my house.
We ended up doing crappie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Scott put his whole face in the bag of shrimp.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You opened the bag and could smell it, and Scott goes, what? Stuck his nose
I was
there.
Like on the other side of the patio. I'm like, dude, what is that?
He's like, dude, that's bad.
Yeah. As soon as I opened it, I was like, I don't know if I want to cook this.
No.
It was nasty.
The crappie turned out excellent, though.
Yeah. Kevin Hall came to save us then.
That's right.
He gave me some crappie.
We used it. Yeah. Which is about that time, which everybody's already fishing.
Oh, he's been fishing all year.
Yeah. It's almost time for Dave to go fishing. Once it hits about 70 degrees steady, I'm going to be out there a lot.
Your brother's crazy. There ain't no way I'd have been. When it was breaking.
Oh, I know. But
no.
He says that's the best time.
That's what he tells me.
That's the best time if you're after the meat. And that's what
he said. I wonder if he says that because it's the best time for him, because we know him. He would rather, with his body type, the 20 degrees is better than the 100 degrees being out on the boat.
I don't know, dude.
That's when the big ones are out.
When the freaking lakes were froze, he was out there on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're an idiot. There's no way I would go out there.
Mm-mm.
My brother-in-law's been going catching some monsters, but it was like 40 degrees out, and you will not catch me fishing when it's below 60. Just not going to happen. It does not sound like fun. Mm-mm.
You don't catch me actually doing a whole lot of stuff outside unless I have to.
Yeah.
If it's below 60. I'm becoming more and more of a baby of it. I hate it.
I do too.
My body's just like, ugh.
Yep.
Supposed to be nice this week, though.
I know.
Yeah, 70
tomorrow or Tuesday?
Yeah, it's supposed to hit 60.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Something today. And
75 Tuesday, I think.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a beautiful week here in Southern Illinois until Wednesday, and then it turns back to 47 for the high, and 28 in the morning.
Yeah, we have a 70-degree high with a 24-degree low that night.
Yeah. It's going to drop about 4 o'clock.
Got to love Southern Illinois weather.
Oh, yes, you've got to.
Speaking of what we've been doing, aside from me having a terrible week, I did go to Paducah, Kentucky yesterday to my friend's son's archery shoot.
How was that?
It was actually kind of cool, like... It's really weird now. I haven't been to a high school sports event in a very, very long time. It was kind of weird, like, with technology now. Like, we were only there, like, 40 minutes. Like, they didn't even know the scores when they left. Like,
what?
They go up there, they go to their marks, they shoot, they keep their own scores, they hand in their papers, you leave, and then, like, an hour later, you get a message on your app with the scores.
Really?
Like, we were halfway home, and you got the notification with kid scores.
Really?
Yep.
That's
crazy.
Was it last weekend? I think it was last weekend, yeah. My youngest one, which Mitchell was too, but my youngest boy is on math team, and so he had because they only have one. You practice for math team all year, and then they'll have a math team meet, or whatever it's called, and then either you win that or lose that, and you go on to state in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Well, we went and watched this year. Tell me, if you guys are looking for some fun on a Saturday, go to SIU and watch a math competition. I mean, there's nothing better in life. I love my son.
That sounds thrilling to me.
I love my son, but that, it was, and even the teacher, because my wife had asked, she goes, well, do a lot of parents go? Like, should we go or whatever? And he goes, some do. And he goes, it's really just like going in a room and watching somebody take a test. Oh, he goes, to be honest with you, and we went, and he said, well, this would be the best time to come because they actually do like the, I don't know, head-to-head things. And so we went and watched that for a couple hours. And
that just sounds brutal.
It does.
It was, but I was there to, so I always try to go to everything the
kids
do.
Well, that's good you do that.
Yeah,
but
I mean.
It just sounds brutal.
Yeah, it was. And he even told us, he's like, you guys don't have to come. We're like, no, we're going to come, at least watch. We didn't go last year, and so I understand why I never went to Mitchell's. Mitchell always told me, no, don't come. It's stupid, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So Cole finally said, okay, you've been. You don't have to come back.
Well, good. You got his approval to
Yeah, we got
have
his approval.
To go
yeah.
watch that.
But
the archery thing was pretty cool. Like, I mean, there was one kid, probably like 4 feet tall, and this is like, I think it's high school. Might be some junior high. I don't know. But is like my 10-year-old size, maybe smaller, and he was drilling the center ring every single time. Like, you look down there, and both of the kids shooting at that target, there's just a cluster in the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. And, you could tell that some of them probably needed to tune their bows because they were shooting slower. But some of them, man, you could hear it.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, you just watch the arch of the arrow.
Are these, like, just what... real bow and arrow, or like
compound bow?
Oh, it's compound bow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Like I was, you know, I'm talking like the old, just
Indian
long
bow.
Style. Yeah, like a long bow.
I want to say that they have that as well.
So they can use compound bows for this.
They have to use
compound bows
for this particular
league
or whatever it is.
I always wanted to shoot one of them crossbows.
I think
that would be cool.
Yeah. Crossbows are fun.
Yeah,
I've never shot one.
I used to have a compound bow, too. It was a lot of fun.
I did, too.
I had compound bow, but...
I used to deer hunt years ago.
There's a guy in Heron that has actually been on the U.S. team. He's been a couple times the last time they go, and...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
My mind's blanking on his name. But he's a woodworker in Heron, but he also shoots competitively archery, and he's been on Team USA.
We'll call him Arrow McGee.
No, McCard. McCard is his last name.
Compound Jones.
McCard. But, yeah, he's okay. Sean. Anyway, what else we got? Well, I do have one question that I was thinking about.
You was going to announce something.
Well, I was waiting.
Oh.
I've been thinking about this.
Easy, Dave.
I was going to ask Dave, because I'm getting ready for summer. And you have kind of a similar setup to what I have.
Lay it on me.
Is okay. You know how mine is. Outside, I have my toolbox that I keep all my cooking supplies in and everything. Well, and I don't keep all of them, but I want to go to all of them because it's easier. All my seasonings outside. Now, do you?
I would not do
that. Well, I'll say that. I've left a few out there that I didn't really care about that were easy to find, just to see how they did. Most of them do fine. Like, you know, the moisture gets to them. Our friend Tom, he kept his in his enclosed trailer when we would do cook-offs and stuff. But now he
put
would always,
saran wrap
well,
on
say,
it.
Once he opened it and took the safety off, he would usually try to save that seal and put that back on, but he would also put Saran wrap over it and then screw the lid back on and keep them in his trailer. And he said that helped keep the moisture out.
Yeah. The only thing I would be worried about is the sugar melting.
Mm-hmm. On some of them, it probably would.
Just some of them are pretty sugar heavy.
I think I've had
Yeah.
One of the honey chipotle ones. Ones I left outside and did that.
That one would definitely do that.
Yeah, it clumped up real bad. I ended up just throwing it away.
Probably.
I wonder if you could, I mean, I know you can buy them in little silica packs. Mm-hmm. If you dropped one of them down in there.
It'd probably be fine. Also, this just popped into my head, you could probably grab an old refrigerator if your area is covered and just set it on a higher setting, higher temperature, and keep them in the fridge.
Or, yeah.
Kind of like people do with their cigars. You know, they turn.
Well, I even, like, just my mind going through everything. Because you know how, like, you always go to the restaurants and they'll put rice in with the salt, like, to keep the moisture away? Because I was like, well, you can't put, you know. I mean, could you do that, I wonder, without even help?
With rice?
Yeah, like.
You'd be able to with these. The holes are too big.
Yeah, the rice would probably come out. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But the silica packs might work.
Yeah. But you're saying put it in with the thing?
Yeah. After you open it, drop one in there and close it back up.
All the sugar ones I would keep inside.
Well, I mean, I usually do. I mean, I keep like a salt and pepper out there and stuff like that. And I haven't had any problem, you know, with that. But, and there's a few other rubs that I've experimented with and just cooked and put them back in the drawer.
Yep.
But I would like to be able to have all of them out there in theory, but I know I can't. I just didn't know if you had done any. I know I didn't. Don't you keep some in that cabinet outside, or do you
keep any seasonings?
You keep
outside.
It all inside.
I keep them right inside the door.
Yeah,
with my new rack I was talking about.
What if I wonder if after you got one of those, like those humidor tubs that you've been keeping your cigars in, what if you put that in there and kept it sealed up, like outside, like in a in a container out there.
I think that would help. But because
mine, I'm
to
just
keep it in a cool place. You couldn't keep it like out there on the patio.
No,
in the sun.
Not in the sun. I'm putting it like in put it away. I could probably even fit one of those in that bottom drawer.
Do you have it under your carport out there?
Yeah. I mean, they're always covered, and that's the thing. Is I've got drawers, and so it doesn't, like when it rains even, and I put a cover over the toolbox, so it doesn't get wet in there, but it's still just going to draw some humidity and moisture out of the air.
Yeah.
That's what's done it. I don't know. I was just thinking that. I'm like, I really want to get to where I can keep them all out there, but I know I can't keep all of them out there.
Yeah, I would keep all the salt and pepper heavy ones outside. Should be fine as long as they're sealed up.
Cajun but does fine outside.
Yeah, that would be fine.
That's one of my
go-tos. It's all the sweet ones that you just want to keep in.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd done anything else.
No, not yet. But a refrigerator may work. Like, that may be the answer.
And a cooler, even just keeping them in a cooler would get, you might have to, I'd just get them in that tub.
It'd be like an oven.
Put it in that bottom, yeah.
Now, they make electric coolers.
Now, how that you plug in,
Yeah, and that could work.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. And most of the, do you do all your prep work inside?
Yeah.
Even in summertime?
Yeah, just because I don't have enough space.
You probably do it all right
here.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to, as you guys know, when you walk in my back door, I have a bar there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to redo that whole thing to be like a food prep area. I'm going to put a sink back there and everything. So the bar is going to be gone because I don't drink like I used to for sure.
I do most of mine inside too, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if I was going to get something, get it ready and let it set and sweat, or marinating. I mean, I'm doing it inside and just throwing it in the fridge or whatever. Yep. But
I am getting ready to start constructing my cooking area outside, where all my cookers are going to live under the roof and some walls and different things.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Yeah. So
cool.
Yeah, I thought about building like a one step deck to put it all on, but I think I'm just going to go with pavers, because then if one gets messed up, you can just drop a new paver in there and you're off to the races, or even just gravel would be fine.
For the floor? Yeah.
Yeah, because I just don't want to have to stain that every couple years like I do the decks already.
Yeah.
I love having a deck, but man, that's one of my least favorite things to do is to restain decks, and I got to do all three of mine this year.
Man, I'm telling you, in the cook areas, and you know I bought those mats at Rule King, those like real thick rubber mat. I swear by those now.
Yeah, those are awesome.
When we had on our old patio, it was concreted. I put two of those down, because especially using the Blackstone, you know, you'd sling stuff and end up getting little grease spots and stuff all over the concrete. But that thing, you could just pull it out once a month and hose it off and put it back, and it was great.
Yep, that's the idea, is to have pavers, put the rubber flooring over it, and good to go.
That's what I'll do, yeah.
So here's my idea with that. See what you guys think. This is going to be a year-round, like, functioning thing. I'll be able to it's going to have walls on all sides, but, like, bar height and up is going to be on a swivel. So it'll be able to swing out and up, and then you could prop it open. And then close it down in the winter.
Yep.
And as long as there's a vent side, like a lean-to roof, what do you guys think about having like the smokeless fire pit, like a small one in there?
Like a solo or something?
Yeah, like a solo stove to heat it. You think that'd be okay?
Yeah, the only thing with my solo, it does smoke till you get a good fire going.
You're going to have something to suck it out.
So you're going to have smoke at first, but once you get it built up, I mean they don't smoke at all, so I mean
one side's gonna be a foot of open air all the time.
I think you'd be
fine, because hell, I was really impressed. I hadn't used one of those until we used his at that cook-off we went to where Nick met us, and it was rainy and crappy.
We had it under the tent.
We brought our easy up and we dropped it down.
I
told him I was worried about the heat going up and burning the top, because we had it real low, and it did good, and we all three of us sat underneath there. The smoke, that thing. After that, I was like, I want to buy one.
I'm going to have to get
That's why I borrowed his and showed Rebecca, and she was like, this thing looks stupid. We built the fire, and I got it going, and she's like, well, you're right. She goes, once you get it going, there's no
smoke.
It's
pretty nice.
Yeah. Yep. They're stupid expensive, but.
They are stupid expensive. Well,
you can buy
off brands a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I think Sam's Club and Home Depot both have.
I found a guy in Cape that's got, I guess, one of these, like, ding and dent stores.
Yeah.
And you can get the actual solo stoves from him, but like the box might be dinged or cut open or something, and they're a lot cheaper.
What I like the best about the solo stove is the deflector that we use on
that
yours.
Thing was nice.
That worked.
Yes.
Yeah, but I bet the cheap ones you can't get one.
Solo stoves got a
you
ton
could
of.
Probably make somehow one. Make your own deflector for a cheap one.
Yeah.
You could figure
if
it out.
If you get on Amazon, I've looked. They've got a lot of, for the solo stove. Because if you buy the solo stove deflector, it's probably, I don't know, I'm throwing it out there, $80.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy an off-brand for $30, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. All these other companies have come out with the same thing, but cheaper.
Yeah, because originally I was thinking about putting an outdoor fireplace on one end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have that to deal with, that to clean out, that may catch on fire, because me and you were talking about doing that.
Yep.
At both of our houses.
Yep, that's what I was going to do. Then I said, no, I'm just going to get a solo stove.
That's just so convenient.
Now, I will say with those, though, and to keep the smoke away, you're going through some wood. You're constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Because it burns hot, and it's like any fire. Where there's actually fire, there's not a whole lot of smoke. So
I'm actually going to build one side. The roof is going to hang over, and I'm going to have a wood storage part just for that. And for an offset whenever I get one of those.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, once Scott hits the big money and buys me my 1904.
That'll be next Thursday night, or this Thursday night, I guess. Yeah, this week.
Will you buy me a Friday solo morning. Stove when you win?
Yep.
I want the Yukon 2.0.
I will buy you one. I
want the big one.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It's a deal.
Wait a minute. He gets a cooker.
We both get both, right?
Oh, we both, yeah. I get a cooker and a solo stove, and he gets a cooker and a solo stove?
I did not say that.
Well, that's what we heard.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
No. We need to edit this.
I think that's an excellent deal.
So, the other thing I was going to bring up.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's a tad bit.
You're wearing me out.
Of just information.
I'm actually very proud of Travis for having things ready for the show.
So, listen to this.
I know. He's got a little notepad.
Look here. So
and a pen.
Yes.
You guys both know, and I don't know. This is another question. I call him my nephew. He's married to my niece. So is that making my nephew or my step
nephew-in-law?
Nephew-in-law, whatever. Well, he's originally from South Africa. Yes. Okay.
And I never remember this guy's name. And Kevin. He's one of my favorite people to talk to.
Well, and what's so funny is I've met, since he's been here, he brought a few of his South African friends that had came over with him around. And they're all like, I if you held a gun to my head, I could not pronounce their name. Just like Dumbamba and Duga and everything. And then I'm like, what happened? How did you end up with Kevin? His name is Kevin, and all of
his
other...
Is that his actual name?
That's his actual name. That's why I even asked him. I go, is that really your name?
See, I thought he just took on that name.
No, I asked him. I go, that's what your parents name? He goes, yeah. And I go, well, how did you get that? And his best friend's name is...
Zimbabwe?
Don't even try it.
I can't even pronounce it. And he's a great guy, but I can't ever pronounce it. But anyway, funny thing, and I could almost have a segment of this on the show, of these things he tells me about South Africa. Did you know in South Africa that... To go, if you walk into Walmart, okay, let's just use that, in South Africa, and you go, I'm going to get me a new TV, and you pick it up, and you go up to the register, and you're checking out, bloop, there goes your TV. Can I see your TV license, sir?
What?
You cannot buy a TV without a TV license.
Man, I thought Illinois was bad.
No. And I said, are you kidding me?
What is
no.
the point in a TV license?
He told me, he goes, it's just for the money, the government to get more money.
Tax.
And he goes, because you have to, when you're... And I said, so what if you're at what age? And he goes, well, it was whenever I moved out. He goes, I had to get one. And so he said he thinks it's 18 once you're an adult and you're out, you know. But I said, so what happens if you move out and your dad has a TV and gives it to you? I go, is there anybody, the cops going to come in? He goes, nobody's ever looking for that. He goes, now let's say I'm a drug dealer and they bust in my house and they... do this and they want to just throw this and he goes, they can write me where's your TV license? Well, you don't have one. You have a TV in here, boom, there's a ticket for that. For not, they can write you. He goes, nobody's
but
ever,
they're not going around.
Yeah, he goes, there's no cop checking. Going around house to house checking, let me see your license. But he goes, it's like when a cop gets you, if he wants to be a dick, he can say, where's your TV license? I don't have one. Boom, here's a ticket for it.
That's crazy. That's like gun laws in Illinois.
I think he told me it was,
which is also stupid.
I think yes. He told me it was $23 a year. You have to buy them every year.
Holy cow.
Yeah. $23 a year per person.
That's just a money grab.
It could be to help pay for the energy consumption over there, because they may have an issue with that.
They might. He said it's just basically a money grab, but...
That's 99%.
You have to have
a
TV license every year. And he goes, it's only good for a year.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I go, so if I walked up and want to buy it, he goes, they cannot sell it to you. Until you produce your TV license at the register.
So they send you like a little card, that you carry in your wallet.
Mm-hmm. I'd be crazy. Flashing like an FBI badge.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need no fucking license.
Give me the 65-inch.
That's what I asked him. I go, but after that you can buy any. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, you can't buy a 20-inch TV or a 100-inch TV. He goes, without the TV license. He goes, but once you've got one, you can buy anything you want.
Wow.
Stupid.
Yeah, me and Kevin used to be on the same pool league team.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was. He's a funny dude.
Yeah,
I like him.
He hasn't quite. It takes him a while sometimes to just adjust to. And then he tells me crap like that, and I'm like, "Can you complain about stuff in America?" Because he'd be like, "Well, that's crazy, blah blah." And Africa, we just drag them out back and shoot them, all this stuff. And I'm like, "Yep. Oh my god," you know. And he's always telling me, he's like, "Yeah, you'll have to go when I go visit home. You'll have to come back with me. It's beautiful and all this stuff." And
I would love to.
Then he tells you stories about waking up and there's black mambas in their kitchen and stuff. I'm like, no, there's no. Big poisonous snakes. And I'm like, no,
I'm not going.
And he goes, oh, it's just a normal day thing. And
no, not going.
No, I'm like, it sounds pretty, but I'm not going with you. Sorry.
Like, kind of piggybacking off that, my weekly YouTube find is a channel called Ants Canada, which the guy actually lives in South Asia now, but he builds these huge like terrariums and aquariums and things. He built like this rainforest replica, and it's giant. It's like, I don't know, 10 by 10 feet cube, and it's like a fully working ecosystem is what he's building it to be. And it is like the most interesting thing, but he has the most annoying voiceover ever.
Yeah.
Like, he's all into it, too. It's crazy. He's all excited about ant wars and this and that and spiders breeding. It's pretty wild. I've been enjoying it. Angie's just looking at me like, what in the hell is wrong with you watching this?
God.
But, have you guys been watching any TV at all?
YouTube? That's what I was saving the TV for to going into that. I figured. Talk. Yeah.
I started the show you recommended, Tracker.
I did too.
I watched those two episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about the one to come out tonight. Or is it tonight.
Man, it's like
I was worried it was going to be a little cheesy, but yeah, they do it pretty good.
It's just the right amount of cheesy.
Cheesy, yes. Yeah, you're right.
I love like stupid cheesy shows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually like, really good. I like it.
All the characters are likable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an ongoing underlying story that you don't really know what the hell's going on yet. There's each episode is its own story. And
yeah, there's
great.
Something underlying. Right. With his yeah.
Yeah, it was something's going on with his brother, and that's all right. We know.
Yeah, that's
and
all
his
we know.
Brother and his dad.
Yep.
Is all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a good one so far.
We did watch that. Rebecca liked the tracker. I started it, and yesterday or Friday night, maybe I turned it on. On Amazon, there's one called Shelter. Have you watched any of it?
No.
You would like it.
Shelter. Good.
Yes. It's like a, I don't know, like in some parts it's like a, it's kind of like a, watch one on Netflix that, Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like these high school kids, mm-hmm. but it's not like the Demogorgon, you know, like not yeah. the monsters and stuff, but it's got a good storyline and there's a, you got the story going on, but then it's like the tracker. You got a whole nother backstory that you get a little bit at a time. You're like, what? What? And then you,
what's it on?
It's on Prime.
Prime.
Yeah. Shelter.
Check that out. Send me a text with that. I'll forget.
It's really good. You would like it.
We've been catching up on Resident Alien because the new season came out.
Yeah, we're caught up on it.
Almost through the second season. It's so funny. It's such a funny show.
Yeah,
and then last night, Angie made me watch this crime show, which I'm not a fan of typically. But this was like the craziest damn shit ever. It's a 3-part documentary, basically, called American Nightmare.
We watched that.
Is that not the wildest shit ever?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called American Nightmare. And I thought it was about Cody Rhodes, the wrestler, because that's his nickname, the American Nightmare. So I was like, yeah, let's
it's
watch
like three
that.
Or four episodes.
Three episodes.
Three?
Yeah, we watched all three last night.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, just to give you an... I can't tell you what happens. Like, basically, it starts out this couple telling you about the girl getting kidnapped.
Mm.
And then it just goes
very
freaking
very
bonkers
twisted.
From there.
Yeah.
And at the end, like, one side of the story, you're like, those bastards.
Yeah.
Like, which I didn't need any help feeling that
right.
way about that side of people anyway.
Yeah.
And that just solidified it.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah. Damn it. That was rough.
You need to watch it. It's good.
It's like you don't have any freaking idea what's happening. Like, you don't know who's lying. Because it's just the craziest story you've ever heard. And then it turns out to be true. And it gets even crazy.
So is it like a show or like a documentary?
It's just a 3-episode documentary.
Okay.
Yeah, you get the guy's point of view in the first one, the girl's point of view in the second one, and then like just
the truth
how it all unfolds
yeah.
in the third episode. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I do recommend watching that. Yeah, Angie watched it 2 times yesterday, I think.
2 times?
Yeah, she watched it, and she's like, you got to watch this shit. You're going to love it. Like, oh, great.
You realize that Angie could make you disappear. No problem. As much crime shows as she watches, she would walk away scot-free.
Yeah. And I'm
where's David? I don't know where he
I'm
went.
Convinced that's why all these people are doing that, to get rid of their significant others when it comes time. Huh. So, you guys know. What happened?
Yeah. Dave didn't just move to Alaska.
No.
I don't know. He told me he was leaving.
He said he was going fishing and he just didn't come back.
Right? He didn't come back, I guess.
I thought he was just catching stuff.
Yeah. It was 70 degrees today. Angie. He took off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like he must really be catching them.
Not coming back.
Oh, shit. Scott, have you watched anything at all other than Tracker? Any YouTube intake?
No, I haven't watched anything this week.
I haven't been finding any good cooking videos or anything lately.
I went through a lot of the Gateway drum ones.
Yeah.
Which we talked about that last time.
Yep.
I haven't.
Have you bought the to-go drum?
No,
yet?
I'm probably not buying
drum
the
to-go. Drum to-go or whatever it is.
No.
Drum to-go. You're going to buy one.
I think one thing I did find yesterday or the day before, somebody had shared on one of the Jimmy Buffett pages of this house. Have you and Angie seen Zillow Gone Wild?
No.
Yeah, and it's this guy, and they got a Facebook page, but they keep saying episodes, so I don't know if he actually has a show somewhere or if it's just like a YouTube thing. I don't know, but he finds these houses that are listed on Zillow, Mm-hmm. But they're just, you know, 82 million, you know, crazy, crazy houses. But one of them, somebody shared with these people was because he shared it on Margarita Day, mm-hmm. February 22nd with National Margarita Day. And so he shared these people that were selling their house in California and their backyard, like they got a whole line of hedges that they've grown, but like there's an aerial view of it and it spells out Margaritaville. They've trimmed them. I mean, wow. These people are legit parrot heads.
Holy crap.
They got like multiple pools in their backyard, and then like over where like you sit, like there's a fire pit, but the fire pit, like all the rock and everything, it looks like the ocean. It's blue, and then they've got the white coming up in the fire.
That's kind of cool.
They're back. And so he shared it, but it's Zillow Gone Wild.
Okay.
And it's on Facebook. And
I bet it's a YouTube show.
Because it keeps saying on today's episode, blah, blah, blah. And he'll have these little videos and show these houses. And yeah. I just was scrolling through there, and he had like a 18,000 square foot house in Montana or something that was for sale.
We've been watching one similar. It's this guy tours abandoned mansions here and there, and that's pretty cool.
I like that one that you showed. Remember the one that had that huge, that was like a mall?
Mm.
We watched it and had that cigar room in it.
It's called The One. That's a different one. That house was for sale.
Yeah, it was for sale, but it was
for like $500 million.
Yeah, it literally, they had hallways with like resting benches in the middle.
Yeah, and you needed them.
It's like
the biggest house in the world or something like that.
Holy crap. It's like you're walking down the hallway, like, I'm tired, I'm going to have to sit down. And that's what it was. But
there's a full-blown cigar lounge.
Yes.
Like glass doors.
It was crazy.
Like walls of cigars.
Is that right?
Well, he does a tour of the house. And the video is, what, 30, 40 minutes?
That one is, yeah.
And to go through somebody's house. And he didn't show you everything. You know he didn't, because
he's just walking past it.
Yeah, that's... Well, I'm just going to do the short version in 30 or 40 minutes. A big house.
That's Ennis Yilmazer is that channel. That's a really good one.
They even had like a lower infinity pool, and then there was like an upstairs that had another pool.
Yeah, it's like a balcony pool.
Balcony pool.
Over the other pool. Over, out of your master bedroom.
Yeah.
It was like all glass walled.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was called The One.
You could win the Elks, and you're still not buying it.
Hell no.
You're probably paying the taxes.
You're not even buying the garage. Like,
no.
Not even the sleeping quarters for the help.
Yeah. Literally, and no exaggeration, probably his, what we call the cigar lounge in it, is like the size of our house, like your house.
Yeah. Wow. It's
big.
It's at least two of the room we're in right now.
Yeah.
Of leather couches and books. And
a whole, like, that's a huge built-in
one. Rich mahogany.
Yeah, rich. Yeah, he has many leather-bound books.
We did show Max Anchorman last weekend, and I think he's watched it four times since.
I was going to say, have you let Max, and it's not bad, but has Max watched Three Amigos?
No.
See, well, I just still think that's one of the best classics.
Yeah, we're working our way back.
And he might not like it.
How can you not?
I just say that's just a certain type. I know somebody that would hate it.
I bet Scott would like Three Amigos.
Have you ever seen Three Amigos with Chevy Chase and Steve Martin and Martin Short? Oh, my God.
Freaking classic.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Seems like I have.
No, it didn't seem. You either have seen Three Amigos 1,000 times or you haven't.
I mean, it's an old movie.
He's getting kind of old, Travis.
That is true.
He's losing time.
You were probably about, 27, 28 when it came out.
Oh, man.
I mean, you might have been,
an asshole.
It'll be really.
I want to see. Teenager.
I'm going to see when it came out.
When was that? Early 80s?
Okay. You ready for your question?
Ready.
Wrap this up.
Let it rip.
Oh, wait. How old were you in 1986?
I would have been
I was
15.
I was 5. Yeah. Three Amigos came out in 1986.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh,
you got to watch it.
You've got to watch it. Okay, ask your question.
Beef tacos or beef burritos?
Oh. Well.
I'm going to go for hard shell tacos is what I've been liking lately. Like, I used to be a burrito and soft shell taco guy, but anymore, I really appreciate a good hard shell taco.
Yeah. I'm going tacos.
But see, when you say tacos, you're thinking hard shell taco.
Or soft
shell. Or hard or soft taco, a burrito.
Because the only difference is how you fold it, or the length. I'm going burrito, I'll say.
Okay.
Like if I go to, Chango's or something, I get a burrito. I don't get the taco. Yeah.
Angie's a burrito person.
I'm a burrito person.
If nachos were in there, I'd probably do nachos because I really like some good nachos.
Could you throw nachos in there?
No. It's no.
Well, you guys always ask me that on my Would You Rather.
You have to choose.
Can we throw some sperm whale in there?
Yeah.
Or whale sperm?
Still mad about that.
That was a cheap way out.
That was a cheap. Even Dave agrees that was cheating.
It worked.
Oh. Anyway.
All right.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Until next
time.
Bye-bye.
Whale sperm.
So I can tell you another one that he was telling me about Africa. You can apply for a gun license, a FOID card, we'll say, because he said it's not really a FOID card like Illinois has, but your gun license. He applied for it when he was 21, okay? Mm-hmm. And he said before you even apply for it, you have to go to the store, purchase the gun, okay? You'd have to go to Real King, I want this gun. Pay the money, purchase it, okay?
Okay.
Real King keeps it. He did that when he was 21. You know how old he was when he got the gun?
25.
24.
That's crazy.
24. I'm like, that's a hell of a cool down period.
Yeah, I'd say. Because
he was like, that's crazy. And I go, well, that is a little extreme. But he said.
That is.
But he said it's not. He said it has to go through so many steps. And like, they come to your house and you know, okay it and blah, blah. But yeah, he said he bought his first gun when he was 21. He had to pay for it. And he didn't get it until he was 24. He said he was just shy of being 24.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, that's a long time.
And I know some people now that have reapplied for their FOID card now, like 2 years ago, and still don't have it.
Really? Because I have to. Mine expired like back in, I think, 2007.
Yeah.
I haven't had it for a long time. I have to. That's what I figure. I'm like, I'm just going to have to reapply.
Probably, yes.
Because I did have one, but it's way, way expired.
Yeah.
And I could have committed a felony, I guess, between now and, or then and now. Yeah. Well, okay. Fuck cancer.
All right, fuck cancer.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.